Good evening. Want to welcome each one to the service tonight. For the first song number, how many of you guys have the Zion's Praises with you? All right. I think we're going to try to sing the love of God. I think it's in Zion's Praises, it's going to be song number, 94. I'm not sure if it's... Just going to look to see if it was in one of these others here. But I think it's fairly familiar to all of us. Yeah, so if you don't have your Zion's Praises, I think it's Christian Hymnal song number 82, and then in the Zion's Praises song number 94. And then after that, I'll take two selections from either songbook as well. So, the love of God, song number 94 in your Zion's Praises.
Thank you.
you guys have a selection? 307?
370.
370. In the Christian hymn book. It's the City of Light. Do what?
That's right.
Does anybody know what that song is? I don't. All right, let's sing this one here. Song number 370 in the Christian hymn. All right, 805 is what I heard first. Is that in the Christian hymnal? That's the answer, 805. Song number 805 in Zion's praises. I love you, Lord Jesus.
Divine, and let your grace
Good evening. Well, I already enjoyed that singing. Last song was a beautiful promise. I'd like to open our Bibles to Psalm 25. Psalm 25, and this is one of the oldest songs, probably, that we sing. And I'd like to look at two psalms tonight. First one, Psalm 25, and I'll just read the first couple verses here. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. The word for Lord there is Yahweh, the word for God that God gave to Moses when he spoke to him. Do I lift up my soul? The word soul there means breath, the inner being with its thoughts and emotions. So unto you, O God, I lift up my thoughts. I lift up my heart, my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Just looking at that second verse, I had to think of the trust there. I trust in thee. I had to think of that song that says, those who trust him fully find him fully true, or something to that effect. And I had to think, where's my security? It's so easy to have my security in other things. If we have our security in anything other than God, we will never have enough of it, whether it's money, no matter what it is. If our security is in something other than God, we will never have enough. Philippians 4, verse 6 says, be careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep or guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So where is my trust tonight? Verse 3, yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. And I'm sorry, I was going to read the last part of verse 2 there. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. You know, in the Old Testament, there were physical blessings when God blessed his people for righteousness. He blessed them with land, the land of Canaan. There were physical blessings. Your wine presses will overflow and so on. In the New Testament, of course, Christ came to establish a spiritual kingdom, and we have spiritual blessings. And in the New Testament, we can take this as our spiritual enemies. Don't let our enemies triumph over us. Verse 3, yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. We'll sing this song, this psalm. And in the chorus it says, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. I had to think of Psalm 34:5. It says, they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. That verse, lightened, describes, or that word, describes a person glowing, beaming, radiant, overjoyed. In this case, it's about the salvation of God. You know, we're not looking at ourselves, we're looking to God. He's the source of our joy, our light. He's conquered death, he's conquered darkness. So just a few thoughts about Psalm 25. We used to sing this quite a bit. We haven't sung it recently, or not, maybe not as much as we used to. But we'll sing, I guess there's four verses of this. And then we're going to look at, then we'll just sing also Psalm 27, which is song number 363 in your Zion's praises. The Lord is my light. But at this point, let's sing Psalm 25. Amen. Start.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Yea, let none that way
Song number 363. The Lord is my light and my salvation. This is one of my favorite songs. I've always loved this song. I love the beginning and I love the ending. Let's stand to sing this song.
The Lord is my light, is my light and my salvation.
This time it's time for the children singing, so we'll have the children all come forward and sit on the front bench. They'll be over here. Excuse me. Singing. They'll stand in the front here. So you children can all come forward, and Lynette Raymer will be leading you in your singing. While you're coming up, why don't we sing the children's song, The Love of Jesus. It's the first verse. The love of Jesus is so wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you, children, for that. At this time, we're going to be singing two more songs from a selection from you guys. And then after that, we have three, Neil and then Dave Raymer and Justin. In that order, will have a song to lead, either one of their favorites or somebody else's favorite song. Does anybody have a selection for the first song? Sorry, what song number was it? 773 in the Zion's Praises. To mention, does anybody still need a Zion's Praises? I think we have just a couple left. All right. Anybody, one more selection? 806. In the Zion's Praises. Thank you. guys come up.
Good evening, everyone. Let's turn to song number 562 in the Zion's Praises. Each step I take. This is my dad's favorite song, and it is a beautiful promise that each one of us can have today.
Good evening, everyone. I'm just curious, what would you say my dad's favorite song is? I don't remember him giving out very many songs, if ever. Do you associate a song with him? Well, well, I do. And that is in your Christian hymnal, song number 6. This is Worthy Art Thou Lord Divine. It was a song that he could lead, and I think every time that I remember that he was ever in charge of hymn sing, this is a song he would lead. And I just remember him practicing it quite a bit at home. I asked him this afternoon, I said, what would you think your favorite song is? Oh, I said, I have a lot of songs. And he thought a while. He said, you know that chariot song the Bible school sang? He said, I really like that one too. So that's his current favorite, I think. But I would really like to hear the chorus sing it again sometime. But I don't think I'll try to lead it. So let's sing song number 6.
Worthy art thou, Lord divine, to receive this praise of mine, to receive this grateful praise of mine. Mercy hast thou shown to me, and my soul delights in thee. Joyfully my soul delights in thee. Lord, I thank thee for the love.
Good evening, everyone. Turn in your Christian hymnals to song number 525. This is one of my favorite songs. The first verse goes, "Under his wings I am safely abiding. Though the night deepens and tempests are wild, still I can trust him. I know he will keep me. He has redeemed me, and I am his child." So we have that promise that we can trust him no matter what we face. Song number 525.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing those songs. Oftentimes it makes a song more special to hear what it means to somebody else, and that's definitely the way it was tonight. I'll take two more selections from you at this time. I'm sorry? 612 and the Zion's Praises. After these two songs, we'll look to Allison for a group. 612.469, Zion's Praises. Song number 469.
There is a bomb in the air.
I'm sorry, let's start the second verse over. I wasn't sure if we go back to the beginning or not. So we sing that through second verse. Do we go back to the beginning again, or do we finish at the end of the second verse? Just stop at the end of the second verse. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Verse 2. I think we can up our singing a little bit without causing any discomfort. The more we put into it, the more we'll get out of it.
If you cannot see like angels, if you cannot reach like God, you can tell the love of Jesus and say he died for all.
Amen. We'll look to Allison at this time.
Thank you, Allison, for those two songs and ones that helped there. So I'm going to lead three song selections from you guys. And after that, we're doing something a little bit different from the chorus. We're going to have all the previous chorus members, like from James Overalt's group, that were taught under him. And Kevin's going to lead that. So all the, especially the older chorus group, if you guys would come up here and help Kevin sing or help us sing. And then the previous chorus, you guys are welcome to join in too. But it's going to be, I think it's going to be older chorus songs that the older chorus would know. Any selections? We're going to have three songs, and then we'll turn that time over to Kevin.
596,
Christian. Song number 596, the Christian hymn. All that care to can stand for this song. Six song number 602.
Thank you.
take one more selection.
Sorry.
483. Song number 483. That want to participate can come forward.
Let's sing a chorus of Alive.
Alive, alive, alive forevermore.
My Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive.
sure what music to pick out for this. I had no, wasn't really sure who was going to come up front. So, and as I was going through music, I realized how far back it went, going through my folders. It took me back a long ways, some chorus trips, just different things. And so we might try to sing a few songs, fairly familiar songs, so we'll see how it goes.
I am worn. shall rest by the side of the sun on the river when we cross o'er the storm.
Singing that song, Some Glad Morning, I just had to think of standing up here singing with these wonderful people, the ones that are missing, the ones that have already experienced that glad morning. And, you know, we're still back here. We're so thankful for those that have, but for their experience, we're glad for them, I should say, in one way. In another way, you know, we're back here and we're still in the fight. So I just encourage each one of us to don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not, and to put our trust and find our security in God. And I just appreciated all the songs that were sung tonight. We'll turn the time over to the ministers at this point.
Thank you for that evening. This was a tremendous blessing to be here. So many of these songs we sang tonight are just old friends. Jared, I have your book from school. Sang out of the Zion's praises in school, with youth, at home singing after home singing after home singing, hospital singing after hospital singing after hospital singing. I really hope that you guys can find some way of keeping on singing, because it's not your fault. It's just the way it is right now that we're not able to go places and sing. But maybe every second Friday night, go to someone's house and just sing for an hour of the Zion's praises, because it's beautiful when we sing together like this, and these songs are just old friends coming back. A lot of these numbers we memorized because you get the same requests over and over. 717 is a familiar one. So thank you all so much for your participation tonight. Are there any announcements? Ron.
Those of you who got books here tonight to hand out tonight's praises, you can be so kind as to try to get them to the back, set them on the chair back there, when you get those back over to school.
Okay. So set the ones that had a songbook handed to you tonight, take it back with you and set it on the chair so we can get those back to the school. normal Wednesday evening prayer meeting this Wednesday evening. And Delbert's not here tonight. I'm not sure if he's watching or not. Do you know if he's... the reason I'm asking is, how many of you think that we could handle singing Chariots of Fire? Enough of you know it? How many of you are opposed? Let's do that. Okay. I sent it to William. I think we might be able to get it on the screen up here to help with the... to help those of you that might be a little bit unsure. So I'm just going to tell you a little bit how we're going to sing it. We sing the chorus first. Then we sing the first verse. That'll be the men only. Ladies, you will hum. I'll give you a QN. Second, then there's no chorus after that verse. We go directly to the second verse. Ladies, you sing the second verse in three parts. It's not going to come down. But we might just have to sing it by memory. And then there's no chorus after the second verse. And the last verse, all parts, we sing the chorus after the last verse, softly. Then we go up a half step and we sing the last chorus very triumphantly. So, with this song, this is a dynamic song, and we need to be dynamic out of the gate. We've had some kind of sluggish starts here tonight. I don't want any chariots of fire. So I want you to be right there when we start. We're gonna jump in there together. So let's all stand. So nice crisp right off the bat. Chariots of fire. I'll give you all your pitch so we're all be ready to go.
Oh, so
near. Ready?
Chariots of fire surrounding me. Angels awaiting God's command. I have no need to fear, for my Lord is near. Chariots of fire surrounding me.
Amen.
When the tempter comes.